Well, that does bring up what I was going to ask you, which I find it really interesting that you look at, for example, the ASCO guidelines, and they say don't do any genomic assays if the patient's node positive. So we know now we have data with 21 gene recurrence score. Now we have data with a 70 gene. They say don't do it. And yet when you ask investigators, at least half of them will do it, let's say with one positive node. What about your center? How are you approaching the issue? Who to do a genomic assay and which one do you use?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I would say that we're doing it really on a case-by-case basis. And I find that our medical oncologists are probably using it in settings where they're trying to change a patient's mind or they're trying to justify not giving chemotherapy. You know, somebody who has comorbid conditions might be older, and let's say they had an invasive lobular with two positive lymph nodes. That might be a patient with a low score that you'd be perfectly happy with endocrine therapy for.
Because you've got both the clinical and the biology on your side there.
Yes.
And, you know, I guess it is interesting. Of course, it's a very complicated decision in terms of what you do. What about the assay itself? There was just an update to these guidelines that I was talking about. Matter of fact, I just interviewed the person who was in charge of it, Ian Kropp, yesterday. And they specifically updated their guidelines to include the 70 gene assay because they had the big MINDEC study, first major multi-thousand study looking at the 70 gene assay. And they kind of said that would be most helpful in the node positive situation. Not that you can tell whether chemo is going to help or not, but you can maybe identify people with low scores.
Yes.
What about choosing? Which assay are your oncologists or is your team looking to? Are you sticking with the 21 gene or starting to use 70 gene more?
Well, as I said, in the I-SPY patients, we're using the 70 gene. I would say that our oncologists are sticking with the 21 gene in the patients who meet the criteria, ERPR positive, HER2 negative. There is the occasional time where, you know, you might have a reason that you want to do a 70 gene assay in somebody who doesn't meet the criteria for the 21 gene assay.